Amsterdam has become pretty famous for turning a blind eye to some fairly dodgy stuff, but that has been deeply ingrained in their culture for hundreds of years. So much so that this very normal looking canal house is actually home to a secret Catholic church in its top three floors. Now, why would you ever hide a church in your attic? Well, because at some point it was illegal to be Catholic. But here, being illegal doesn't mean you don't do it. You actually enter this place through the house next door and sneak in underneath, which is perfect. This place sits at the top of my list of things to do in Amsterdam, by the way. It's absolutely breathtaking. Now, the bottom three floors have just been restored to their like 17th century townhouse style. They just look great. But when you go upstairs, that's when you're like, what? How did they? Why did they? Jan Hartman was a devoted Catholic merchant who made his money from linen. And in 1663, yes, this is older than anything you can imagine, America, he cut the floors out and turned his home into a functioning church for 150 people, which you might think is a bit risky, right, if it's illegal. But this is Amsterdam, where whatever you do inside your own home is sort of okay, as long as you're not flaunting it. I would call this flaunting it, but you know. That there actually was their old church, till the Protestants just kicked them out. But look how many of these secret places there were around Amsterdam. So everyone knew it was happening. It still does this for various naughty things today. It's called Ons Lieve Hopzolder, which means Our Lord in the Attic. Check it out. And you know what, Anne? Quite frankly, you're amazing, but you can't have a monopoly on stuff hidden up in the attic in Amsterdam. It's not really fair. I mean, ironically, the Catholics actually did it first, okay?